Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, if you have your Bibles with you, won't you open up to 2 Corinthians chapter 11? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to kind of springboard off of something that Pastor had ministered on the series A Den on Surviving the End Times. And how many knows that you actually need to go beyond even surviving, but you need to thrive in the end times. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. And so we're going to talk about something tonight. I think it'll be interesting for us. And so let's just dive into it right now. Amen. Right. And we're going to start with 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to start with verse 3. I'm going to be reading out a New King James Version tonight. And Paul said this. He said, "But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it." Amen. You may well put up with it. Hallelujah. So there's something about you got to be sure of what you're believing in. You got to be sure of it. You can't have any kind of questions about it. When it comes to the Word of God, it has to be settled once and for all. Or you may start to put up with things that you didn't think you ever would. Amen. It's really important for us in these last days to be sure of what we believe in. Amen. You know, you can ask Christians what they believe, and you'll get all kinds of answers. Amen. Some of them are biblical, scriptural. Some of them are, you know, off the cuff. Some of them are, you know, out in left field. And so, you know, whenever someone asks you what you believe in, you need to be sure of what you're believing. Amen? You got to be sure of that, praise God. And not well, I used to believe this, but now, I'm not for sure anymore. And so you're just kind of all over the place. And we got to be careful of that. Amen? You need to be able to pick out immediately if someone is saying something that is unscriptural. Amen. You know, pick it out right away. That's not right. No, that's not what the Word says. Amen. You know, there are people, and I have seen people. I'm thinking of this one in particular that went to our church in Huntingburg, amen? And he was really strong for a long time. And then all of a sudden, you started noticing that he was kind of getting laxed about attending, amen, you know, or whatever it might be. And so I ended up finding out that he was going to another type of church. I won't mention what it is, amen. But they don't believe that Jesus actually is the Messiah. He is actually the Son of God. And so I asked him. I says, "Why are you going there? Why are you doing that?" "Well, I just wanted to check it out and see, you know, what it..." You don't need to check out stuff. Amen. If you're checking out other things, then you're not sure of what you're believing in, where you're at. Amen. And so you don't need to be doing that. You don't need to be going and looking at this, or if someone comes to your door and gives you some literature about their so-called faith or whatever it is, you don't need to read it. Amen. Anything that I have found on my door or they handed me in person, it went right into the trash. I don't entertain it, amen, because I don't want anything to jeopardize what's on the inside of me Well, you think that that can happen? I know it can happen. Amen? I know it can happen. I've seen it happen to way too many people. Hallelujah. And the thing of it is that they'll end up after a while not going anywhere because confusion steps in. The devil starts to deceive them. You don't really even need to go anywhere. Amen? And so we got to really, really watch ourselves. Amen? No one else is going to watch you but you. Amen. Pastor can do the best he can, you know, and he'll check on his little sheepy if they're, you know, being led astray or anything like that, but he can't drag you back here. Amen. Matter of fact, I don't think as a pastor, I would want anybody back after they've been out there doing this or doing that, because if they've left once, they can leave again. Amen. I'm not trying to be negative or anything like that. It's just that after a while, you see trends and you see how people act. And you realize things that when they're not hot on fire for God all the time, then things are going to start to happen. Amen. You believe that or not? Hallelujah. All right. Let's go and look at this in Matthew chapter 7. I'll let you know what we're going to talk about tonight here in a minute, but I'm just setting some things up because it's really important for us to have a good understanding, amen, of what we're up against. Amen. Now, just because you're a believer, that doesn't mean that you've got it made. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody found that out yet? That there are things out there that are trying to infiltrate your life to woo you away from the only true God. Amen. And Jesus says something here in Matthew chapter 7 that is so good and it is so pertinent of how today is. And let's look at it in verse 13. Matthew 7, 13. It says this. It says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction." You see that? You see, when there's nothing to constrict you, destruction is in your path. There has to be something to stop you somewhere. Amen? But if you get out there in the broad way, in the, you know, the wide way, destruction waits. And Jesus said this. It says, "There are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." The Amplified Bible says, what is the word difficult here? It says constricted by pressure. Amen. Constricted by pressure. So you need to have some things that you have to be accountable for, right, and accountable to. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. I mean, if you're just out there carefree and just, you know, doing whatever, you'll do whatever. But if there are things that you're accountable to, amen, then it's going to stop you from getting into certain things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, not many find that way. Aren't you glad that you're one of them? You're one of the not many. I don't know if you know this or not, but through the Word of God, the word remnant comes up a lot. Amen. A remnant people, a remnant church. What does that mean? That there aren't going to be this huge amount. There's going to be a great influx into the kingdom of God, but by comparison of the people in the world, it's still going to be small. Amen? It's not going to be as great. You know, we are hearing about this, you know, end time revival and stuff, and there is one. It's happening now. And there's a multitude of people coming in. But in comparison of how many people there are, how many people have already lived versus ones coming in, it's still going to be it's still going to be a remnant. Amen? Hallelujah. But I don't care for that. I want to be part of the remnant. I want to be one who is there with God. Amen. Hallelujah. And then he goes on to say this in verse 15. He says, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Beware of people out there. You need to pay attention. We all need to pay attention to what's going on around you know, our surroundings. Amen? And not just saying, nothing's going to happen to me. Oh, yeah. There's a devil out there, amen, who is going to try to take you out. Well, that doesn't sound very, very good. Well, no, it sounds like reality to me. Amen. That's why my wife and I, we plead the blood every day. I mean, before we leave the house, we plead the blood. Praise God. Because you don't know what you're going to find out there. You understand what I'm saying? And you got to be prepared. You got to have the right covering over you. Amen. So you got to beware of these things. Hallelujah. Because they're going to lead people down the wrong path. Amen. And you see that. You see that in the church, the general church. Amen. That people, you know, they have a very loose attitude toward things anymore. Amen. You know, sin, you know, and we can say sin. Amen. Sin doesn't seem to offend them. Sin doesn't seem to, you know, or they take a casual look to it, or they'll just turn the other way. Amen. I know maybe this is a little heavy duty tonight, but I think we all kind of need this. Amen. This is a reality check for us as believers and what we're believing in. Amen. And what we're standing for and what we will not stand for. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus said that you know, there are going to be a lot of people out there doing their own thing, but you've got to be ready to stay the course. Amen. Stay the persecution. Stay the pressure that's coming against you. And be ready for some things. Amen. You can't stay noncommittal anymore. You're going to have to take a stand eventually. Amen? And so we need to start looking at it from the standpoint of how God looks at things. Praise God. Now, tonight I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to give you a few little nuggets tonight. I don't have a plethora of them. I do have five, though, that I want to give you about how to stay doctrinally sound. Amen? How to stay doctrinally sound. Praise God. And it's very, very important for us to know that, you know, that what we're believing is what the Bible says and not just what we think or someone else has told us, but what we have planted, sowed in our lives from this word, and it's growing and causing fruit to bear in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's go and look at this in 1 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to look at some scripture tonight, and I hope you're all right with that. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 4, and let's look at this in verse 1. It says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Amen? So, in the latter times, that's where we're in right now, there are going to be people who are going to depart from the true faith. Not just faith in general, but the true Bible faith. And they're going to start to believe things that aren't God. Amen? And to them, it will be truth. Hallelujah. And so we got to be ready to be prepared and check ourselves, giving heed. What does the word that mean? It means turning your attention to something else and away from what used to hold your attention. Amen? You're giving your attention to something different than what used to be. Amen? And so it's important for us to be careful of that. Hallelujah. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 3, let's look at that. Praise God. You're awful quiet tonight. Amen. I pray that this is going to help us a lot. Praise God. Are you there? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Amen. Having a form. I just looked this up this morning. You know, words, they get in my head, and I got to know what they really mean. Amen. You know, a form. What's a form? Well, a form can be, you know, words on a paper. You know, you fill out this form. Or you know, a form like a chair has a form. You know, but what does it mean here when it says that they have a form of godliness? Well, it means this. It means that it has the appearance of. Amen? And it means that it has the resemblance of something. And this one here is the one that I thought, this one caught my eye. It means the idea of adjustment of paths. The idea of an adjustment. What does that mean? That means that what you held as truth, all of a sudden, wait a minute, is that really truth? Maybe I need to adjust my thinking. Amen? They have a form of godliness. It looks like God, but they've made adjustments to it to fit their own ways. Does that make sense? Amen. So it's not the idea that it's God or not, it's that it just looks like something. Amen. It's not really what it should be. It just looks like something. Amen. And Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20, it says this. It says, woe to them that call evil good and good evil. Woe to them. I don't want a woe in my life. No woes. But there are people right now, you know people. Amen. The society as a whole, anything that is good is now evil. Because, see, good always stops evil. Amen. And people have the tendency to do evil if they are not born of the Spirit of God. Amen. And so, therefore, we've got to take that out. We've got to make an adjustment here so that if what I'm doing is okay. Amen. And you've got to be okay with what I'm doing. Amen. You've got to be okay with it. And if you're not, you're intolerant. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time for the church to really get intolerant. Really. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that doesn't mean that you just are overbearing, but if, you know, if someone asks your opinion, give an honest God opinion. Well, you know, just do your own thing. Amen. No. If they ask your opinion, say, well, you know what? This is not what the Bible says. And I got to go by what it says. Amen. Well, the worst that can happen is that they'll never ask your opinion again. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. So I've set up some things here that we've got to be watchful of. Amen. So I want to give you these little nuggets now. Praise God. Amen. Are you all ready? All right. Number one is this, that the Word of God has to be the final authority in your life. The Word of God has to be the final, it has to have first place and final authority. There can't be anything else in there. You can't mix it up with something. You can't do it one day and the next day a little bit more lenient. Amen. It has to stay the same all the time. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. I told you we're going to look at quite a few scriptures. I think it ought to be before our eyes all the time. Amen. so that we can see what we're believing. Amen? Just me telling you something is okay in itself, but I'm telling you that you need to see it and understand it for yourself. Amen? Now let's look at this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. Y'all there? Amen. Let's go and look at verse 5. It says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Well, what's the obedience of Christ? The obedience of the Word. Jesus is the Word. Amen? And so you've got to bring all of these things and put them out there and said, how do these things pertain to what the Word says? Amen? Whatever I might be believing. I mean, I might have believed something for years, and now all of a sudden, I've got to put that out there and be truthful and find out, is this in line with the Word? Or is this just something I thought? Amen? It sounded good. Hallelujah. You know, probably every one of us at one time has thought something. We said, you know, that sounds like God. Amen? Until you put it up against the Word. If you're bold enough to put it up against the Word. Amen? You don't have to, but if you want to know for sure if what you're believing is true, then you're going to have to put it up against it and see if it stands. Amen? See if it's stubble or hay. Amen? And whether or not it's going to stand up under the scrutiny of the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. We got to do that, folks. It's just too important for us to do that. Amen? You know, even books. I remember whenever I was just got born again, and I was just crazy for God. I'm still crazy, but and for God too, amen. But I wanted everything that I could find, and I didn't understand a lot. And so I thought, I need to get reference books. I need to find some reference books that's going to help me to study. And so my wife and I went to, you know, the Bible bookstore, and I bought this 3-volume set of books by this one author, which I will not name, amen. But I was so happy with them, you know, because I started reading them, and I took them to my pastor, and I said, Pastor, look what I got here. He said, I would have never bought them. Amen. You know, because I thought, well, he's a Christian author. It's got to be good. It's got to be right. Amen. But not necessarily. I never opened them books again after that. I don't even know where they are at anymore. I probably threw them away. Amen. But that's a good lesson to learn. Amen. That just because someone says that they're a Christian author does not necessarily mean that what they are bringing forth is complete in the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. It doesn't make them a higher authority than the Word itself. It doesn't make them a higher authority. So you got to understand that, praise God. Amen? Now let's look at this, 2 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. Hope you're getting something. Amen. 2 Peter. Glory to God. I'm not used to this Bible. I don't use it very often. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1. And let's look at this. Let me see. Is this where I wanted to go? Yeah, let me see. Here we are. 2 Peter chapter 1, starting with verse 20. It says this, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Amen? So it's not a private interpretation. I'll never forget this. Whenever My wife was wanting us to make a change. Amen. And she'd get the Bible out and she'd look at saying, and I thought I was really smart. Amen. But you're never smarter than your wife, guys. Just know that. Amen.
I know it.
Yeah. I didn't hear anybody say, yeah.
I've accepted it.
Yeah. Hallelujah. But I thought I was smart. I thought I got her. Because I looked in the Gospels and I said, see here, look what it says here. It says, this is the gospel according to Matthew. It's just what he thought. See how dumb I was? I'm not too much smarter now, but I at least do understand now what it meant in 2 Peter chapter 1. That anything that Matthew put in there was by unction of the Holy Spirit, not just what he was thinking. Well, this is what I think. Amen. I really thought I had her on that one. Praise God. It didn't take me long to know, though, that I was treading on thin ice that day. Amen. Hallelujah. But we've got to understand that the Word of God is inspired and written in accordance to the inspiration from which it was given. And that's what's in here. God speaking. Amen. Right now. If you read anything in here, that was the voice of God and is still the voice of God. Amen. It hasn't changed. So we got to keep understanding. It has to be the final thing. This is the final say. Amen. It may not be what you like. There's times in there I don't like reading certain things in there. And there's been times when I've kind of just flipped over them for something different. But God's got our number when it comes to this kind of stuff. And so He wants us to understand what the whole counsel of God is, not just, you know, our favorite scriptures. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, number two. Number one was the Word of God must be the final authority in your life. Number two is that you must rightly divide the Word. Amen. You've got to rightly divide it. You can't just pick out something. And I know that whenever we preach as preachers, we pick out certain things. Amen. We're picking out a scripture that we're wanting to make a point from. Amen. But you've got to read the whole context of the Word. I remember Brother Copeland said this whenever he was first starting to understand the Word and stuff, that he would read a scripture and then he would read the entire chapter and then he would read the entire book that contained that scripture. Amen? So you got to put it in context, amen? You've got to understand that it's important for us to not just pull out something to prove a point that we're wanting to make, but we're wanting to get people to understand what the Word of God means to them, amen? So you got to rightly divide it. 2 Timothy, let's go there again, 2 Timothy chapter 2. You know, all know this scripture, 2 Timothy. Praise God. Chapter 2. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 15. It says this, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Amen. So you've got to do this. The King James says to study to show yourself approved. Amen. And that's a good thing. Study means to make an effort, to give diligence to and endeavor to do something. Amen. Not just whenever or something like that. See, whenever it comes to the Word, you've got to purpose that you're going to read it. Not just whenever you come to church on Sundays or Wednesdays. Amen. But you got to do it. You got to do it consistently. And not just every once in a while. I don't have time to read, you know, a whole chapter. Nobody said you had to. Amen. You know, there's a lot of times whenever I get up in the morning and I go and sit down with my cup of coffee and I'll just open my Bible, boom, And wherever it's at, that's where I start reading. I'm not necessarily looking for something unless I am studying for something. But just for the truth of the word coming into my eyes, sometimes I'll just open it up and I'll just start reading. And it's always been good. It's always good. Amen. And so there's no technique to it. It's just that you need to do it. And you need to do it as often as you can. Amen. It wouldn't hurt any of us to read our Bibles every day. Amen. Every day? Are you serious? Yeah, I'm serious, especially in these days. If you want to stay doctrinally sound, then you need to start to study that way. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to read you some stuff here. You can't approach the word casually. You got to be intentional. You've heard that word. You got to be intentional. Amen? In other words, you got to do something because you know it has to be done. It's the right thing to do. Amen? And that's studying the Word of God. You got to do it that way. Amen? And studying the Word is not just for preachers. Amen? You need to study the Word. Not just because you're going to be up here. I study, but I study from the other standpoint too, as just somebody who's wanting to learn. Amen? Now, I'm going to say something here that's, don't take offense to this. Amen? But I learn more from when I study the Word for myself than I do whenever I hear someone preaching it. Now, don't get upset. It is vital for the Word to be preached. Absolutely. Because for some people, that's the only Word they'll ever get. But whenever I hear the Word preached, what it is doing is confirming something that's already on the inside of me. Amen. Now, I get revelation when I hear other people preach. Amen. But how much more is it whenever you get it for yourself from your own studying? I don't know. Just for me, that's just, that, you know, and I love hearing the Word preached. I do. Amen. It is a tremendous blessing to me. But I truly love it whenever God shows me something and I'm just reading along. He said, "Did you see that?" And I thought, "Oh my, I've read that scripture I don't know how many times." And now all of a sudden it is like illuminating my life now. Amen. So it's really important for us to just study. Well, I don't know what to study. What's the situation in your life right now? Study it. Amen. Study how God says to get out of it. Amen. Well, I don't have any situations going on in my life. Well, you know somebody who does. You work with someone who's got issues. I haven't worked at a place yet that I wasn't surrounded by people with issues. Amen. And so study for them. Say, "Well, you know what? I was just reading today something about what you just told me. And this is what Jesus said about that." Amen. Hallelujah. It's all good, folks, but we got to learn from those things. Amen. You got to make the Word alive for yourself. Hallelujah. Don't live off of someone else's revelation all the time. Get some for yourself. You need to get some for yourself. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. I like Job 23:12 says this. It says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed his word, the words of his mouth, more than my necessary food." Esteeming the word, highly prizing it. Amen. More than just sitting down to a good meal. You know, think about that. I don't think I've ever thought about that. Amen. Well, maybe we should. Hallelujah. I'll, something I heard John Bevere say one time. It was really, really caught me on this, and he said that they were, him and some of his staff were working on a project, and they were getting things together, and it was getting close to mealtime and stuff, and for lunch, and he said, let's just eat and get this out of the way so we can get back to work. Now, what was he doing? He was highly prizing the work of God more than the necessary food. Amen? Let's just get this. This is trivial. Let's just get this. What? I'm hungry. Amen? Well, he probably was too, but he saw something that was of greater importance than just eating. Amen? Hallelujah. I knew that shot some of us right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How can you even say that? Amen. Well, it's easy whenever you start to get it in you and your hunger for God starts to increase and increase, your hunger for other things starts to decrease. Amen. It is really quiet in here. Are you all still here? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, let's move on then. Maybe we'll get better at this. Point number three, you must separate sound doctrine from the traditions of men. You got to separate sound doctrine from traditions. And we're not talking about fiddler on the roof here. Traditions! Remember that? Hallelujah. We're not into that, praise God. Let's go and look at this in Matthew chapter 15. Jesus has some stuff to say about this. He has stuff to say about everything. Amen. Matthew 15. Hallelujah. Praise God. When you get there, say amen. Amen. Matthew 15, verse 1 says this, then the scribes and the Pharisees who were from Jerusalem came to Jesus saying, why do your disciples transgress the traditions of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread? He answered and said to them, why do you transgress the commandment of God? Because of your transgressions. Whoa. Amen. They were all bent out of shape because they weren't washing their hands. But Jesus said, you're transgressing the commandments of God. For God commanded us, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses his father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, whoever says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. In other words, what they were doing, the things that their parents, amen, were in need of, they were saying, this is a gift to God. I can't give you this. This is a gift to God. But the thing of it was, they weren't really giving it to God. They were actually holding it on to it themselves. They were just saying it, amen, because it sounded good. It sounded churchy, amen. But look what Jesus says on this. He says, Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your traditions. Amen. By your traditions, praise God. Hallelujah. You know, you've heard people say, well, you know, this is the way we've always done it. Amen. Again, whenever God was dealing with Kay about getting into a real church, amen, and not play church. And so coming to me, you know, I was like a scared rabbit. I was wanting to run. I was wanting to run as far away from where she was wanting to go as I could, amen. And so I said, all right. I said, we'll look for a church. But I kept wanting to look for the same type of church, only in a different location. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we went to a lot of stuff. I mean, we put some time in on this stuff. Amen. And so she went with me. I don't know why she even did. I would have said, forget it. Amen. And then we'd come out and she'd have all these questions. Well, why do they do that? Well, how come this is like this? And you know what my answer was? It was so philosophical. I said, I don't know. I don't know. It's always been that way. I was taught that. No one ever explained to you why you did it. You just did it. Amen? Hallelujah. What was it based on? I don't know. Can you show me a scripture? I can't. Because there probably isn't one. Amen? There probably isn't one that will suffice the answer of your question. Amen? Hallelujah. I thought this was good. This had to be from God. It says, traditions have their place, but they are never to replace the Word of God. Traditions have a place. It's fine. Amen? But they can't replace the Word of God. Hallelujah. If they do, then they're not worth it. You need to chuck them. Amen? Get rid of them. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Number four. This one is really, 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 really good. I like this one real well. Amen? Where you go to church and who pastors you will determine your stability. Amen. Hallelujah. Where you go to church. See, there should be a my church and my pastor in your life. There should have been an uproar. Yes! Amen. You understand what I'm saying? There should be. There must be. Amen. Because where you go to church, you know, determines whether you're going to live or not. Amen. Hallelujah. Whenever, back to me again, amen. Whenever we were looking around, we would go to this church, we'd visit this church one Sunday, we'd visit this church another Sunday, we were just going all this and all this and all this, amen. And it seemed like every one of them was almost like what I'd left. Amen. They had a different name on their sign, but it was almost always the same. Amen. Almost always. And, you know, you're thinking about, you know, now, if I was looking for a church now, which I'm not, but if I was, amen, I'd want to find out what kind of life the people in that church are living. You know, there where I come from, amen, there are some big churches there with a lot of people there. Amen. And I know some of these people, and they've told me where they go to church, but their lifestyle does not blueprint the Bible. Amen. And so you got to think, well, what are they being taught? Are they being taught anything? I'm not being critical. I'm just throwing out an observation of my own. Amen. Are they hearing anything of value? Or is it just, you know, some, you know, like pastor said, you get it from the Reader's Digest or whatever. Amen. See, you gotta go to a church where every once in a while you're just a little bit uncomfortable. Amen. What do I mean by that? Whenever there's a pack of dogs and they throw a rock and the one who yelps the loudest is the one that got hit. Every once in a while, you need to get hit. You don't need to be thinking, oh boy, I wish so-and-so was here. They sure needed to hear this. No. It could well be that it's you who needs to hear it. Amen. And if they were here, they'd say, I hope they're listening. Amen. We got this crazy idea that, you know, everybody else needs things worse than what we do. And we're not any better. Amen. You know, I don't know how many times, you know, you get sanctimonious every once in a while, you know, and you hear about something or you've seen something and you think, oh my, they should know better than that. They, what were they thinking? Amen. And the Lord, I finally got to the point where I just shut my mouth, amen. But it took a long time, amen. But he always brought this back to me. He said, remove the plank from your own eye so that you can see clearly to remove the speck out of theirs. Every time. Amen. You'd think he came up with a better one.
Yeah.
But that one there hit me between the eyes every time for me to shut up. Amen. I had no right to judge or to even, have an opinion about what someone else is doing. Amen. Hallelujah. But see, you get taught things like that if you're in a good church and you have a good pastor. Amen. You're taught things. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3, it says that there be people with itching ears heaping up for themselves teachers. Amen. Heaping up for themselves teachers. Praise God. The word heap there means to seek additionally. In other words, the word's not enough. I gotta find more than what the word, than what the pastor's saying. I gotta find my. So I'm gonna run here and listen to this. I'm gonna run over here and listen to this. I'm gonna go over there and buy that book and buy that CD series and this and that and another. Amen. Well, the thing of it is that you're going to get the best diet for yourself if you'll just be a good sheep and sit in your seat and listen. Amen? Take a few notes every once in a while. It'll keep you awake. Amen. Just every once in a while. You don't have to do it all the time. Amen. But every once in a while, if that was good, and then write it down. Or get the CD. Listen to the podcast. Podcasts are free. Amen. You have to pay $2 for a CD, but you can listen to it for free on a podcast. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Amen. Hallelujah. I mean, how much better can it get? Apparently it needs to be more than that. Amen. Hallelujah. Does your pastor challenge you to go higher? Our pastor does. Amen. Challenges us. He doesn't beat you up, but he tells you things. Amen. For your own good. Glory to God. You'll never know the thoughts of people until you've pastored people. Amen? And listen to the stories. Listen to all the things that are going on in their lives and you're sitting there just, wanting to get a word in, but you may not be able to. Amen? And you give them sound biblical advice. And they go right out and they don't do it. Amen. That happens more than the opposite way. That they'll take it to heart and do it. Amen. I'll never forget this one lady that was in our church at one time. She was a blessing. And she loved God with all of her heart. But she got messed up with a guy. Amen. And we found out that she was actually having a relationship with him. And she was in the children's ministry. And so as soon as my wife heard that, the antennas went up. And she pulled her into office and she told her, she said, is this true? Well, yes. She said, here's the thing. Say you either break off the relationship, quit messing around with him, or you're leaving the children's ministry. You make the choice. This woman dropped him like a hot potato. Amen. Now, how many would have done that? Well, how can you, how dare you tell me that? Amen. Why? Because she loved God with all of her heart. Amen. And she didn't want anything to mess up what he was wanting to do in her life. Hallelujah. The man, on the other hand, was very upset with us and told us so. Amen. And he came into the office one day and he was ranting and raving. He started yelling at my wife and I said, "You get out of here." Amen. I said, I don't want to see you back. Amen. Of course, I could have let my wife off on him and she would have tore him up. It wouldn't have been enough to him to put in an envelope to send home. Amen. But I thought I felt merciful and gracious that night, compassionate. Amen. Hallelujah. We got to hurry here. Amen. We got one more we got to do. Number five, if you want to stay doctrinally sound, you must yield to the Holy Spirit. You must yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Galatians 5:18 says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." Amen. You're not under bondage. The Holy Spirit always is bringing freedom to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So He's always bringing liberty. Praise God. He'll always bring you what God is saying. Right now. Not last week, not, you know, last year where I heard that. No, right now, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of what? Truth. Amen? And He is always bringing truth to you. He always brings you to God. He never tries to woo you away from God. He is always bringing you into God's presence. Amen? That's what's so important. Praise God. I always... Never have I came up to the pulpit without yielding myself to the Holy Spirit. Because if I don't, there was liable to have been something that should have been said that won't get said because I've already determined that this is the way it's going to go. Amen? And that's the way you got to live your life. Just because it looks like this is the right thing to do, you've got to inquire of God. Amen. Find out some things first before you just jump into something. Oh, I mean, I have made so many mistakes by just jumping in and sound like a God idea. Amen. But I never, you know, never inquired like I should have. I just thought, well, yeah, this is good. Oh, this is good. Amen. But you got to yield yourself. Amen. If you want to stay sound in every aspect of your life, you're going to have to start to yield to the Holy Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. He's always listening to God. And He's always wanting to tell you exactly what God is saying. You believe that? Yes. Amen? Hallelujah. That's all I got, folks. Praise God. But I hope that these things are going to help you because in the days that we're living in, if we don't stay sound in what we believe, then we will never be able to survive the pressure that's coming our way. Amen?
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.